genes, and they're saying change what? Because this is just external fluff. The change is to be within. The change is to be allowed within. And so as we bring in that light, as we breathe it in, as we attune to our Christ nature, we bring forth our participation with the united front of the central sun. And they're asking us to imagine this golden hemisphere that we are coming into oneness with, a partnership with, a union with. So this is if you could imagine there just being a cloud of light, a synthesis of light. And as we will unite with this light, as we bring forth the remembrance of our truth, we enlighten ourselves, we enlighten our path, we enlighten our promotion. All is energy in motion. We're not trying to move matter, we're coming into oneness with the truth of matter, with the truth that we are seeking, and we're seeking this union from within. There's nothing we need to be concerned about without. The outer will come into alignment, will come into agreement with the truth that we recognize from within. So allow us, dear ones, allow us to bring forth the remedies, allow us to bring forth the elixirs, allow us to bring forth the conclusions. You see, you have begun long ago and you have decided to bring forth this partnership in the now moment. And we ask you to be good receivers. We ask you to be most willing to be the receptacle of the Christ union. You see, you are birthing. You are in the process of recognizing that the birthing channel is indeed open. As you will allow it, as you will succumb to temptation not to be scared of past consequence. You see, you are just traveling in riddles. You are traveling in past exteriors. And this is a no thing as you allow yourself to focus to the light, as you allow yourselves to focus to the pulsation that has arrived. And we ask you, dear ones, to feel this quickening, to feel this pulsation of alive status. You see, you are recognizing your own true domain, your own true realization. We bring forth this realized aspect of self because this is what you are coming more and more so to embody. You see, you are changing energetically. Yes, you are departing with old ways as you will see fit. And we ask you, therefore, to stand up in readiness to serve your highest reality. The highest reality, you see, will make a wonderful conclusion, will make a wonderful draw to the old status, to the old regime. You are not trying to solve the problems from the old perspective. Yes, each of you have noticed this. Each of you have recognized and parted ways with the past. Well, now there is more, do you? You must understand, because as you look at circumstances as you would perceive, you must understand that you are still witnessing past. Now you see this as everyday occurrence, but what you are responding to, dear ones, is your history, yes? And so we ask you to dream big. We ask you to dream wide. And we ask you to come into complete alignment with the aspect of joy. You see, you are to enjoy this process of awakening. You need not fear it. You need not tremble. You need not glance behind. You must, however, come into a place of being most willing to enjoy, to hold out your arms in readiness, to allow yourselves to be lifted up. You see, dear ones, the support team, shall we say, is always present. It is not that you call us forth and expect us to heed your call. It is a simple matter of intention. As you intend to invite your greater aspects of self, you see, you relieve the pressure on focus on the old domain. This is how you are learning how to part ways with the distant past. Now, the distant past seems to follow you, yes? You meet other ones. You meet parts of your historical truth. And it is for you to receive the energy exchange. You see, when you notice the glimmer, when you notice the elongated passing of more accurate persuasion, you will reside in the focus of your true nature. It is for you to allow this focus to occur. Now, it can occur gently, little by little, but as it is gaining strength, you are noticing true advancement, yes? You are recognizing that the gifts that have been acquired are quickening, the psychic abilities and such. This is because you are recognizing your own selves. It is not that you are being gifted with gifts, it is more so that you are getting most accustomed to your truest nature. Now, this is what we are activating. We are helping you to soar. We are helping you to extend this power of truth, of your very essence, of your light. As you continue to restore this corrective value, you will understand your strength in empowering all situations as they will occur. You see, you are still coming upon your past. You are gazing into your future, and it is the meeting of the two. As you engage in the process of remembrance, as you engage in the process of allowing the quickening to enlighten you, you will see, dear ones, how easy your steps will become. It is a process that is gaining strength. It is a process you are recognizing, and it is a process that is leading to your holy conclusion, to your promotional value. Now, as you will recognize will, you are realizing that you have choice to make. In each moment, there is the emphasis on choice. You can select past protocol. All is the same. Life is pretty frightening, and there is good reason to fear. However, there is a new choice that is gaining strength. Yes, all is well as I tune in to the awareness that all is self. And you are learning how to heal the self. So when occurrences happen that go bump in the night, you are realizing you are gazing on a distant past, an aspect of self that requires healing, that requires an elongated recognition of love. You are tuning not to aspects of past destination, but you are allowing the presence of the flowing of the true essence of love to provide healing, to provide nurturing, and to provide a new selection. Now that is how your future is created. Indeed, you simply allow yourselves to be one with your true essence, with your light. That is who you are in what you would perceive to be your future. You are coming to understand this moment by moment, riddle by riddle. As you solve each riddle as it is presented to you, we ask you to pause and to breathe. In other words, dear ones, without the breath, you will continue the karmic winds. You will follow karmic destiny, understand? And so it will be more of the same. It is the past history presenting itself again and again. Allow yourself the gift of the breath. Allow yourself to receive. As you do, you have the good fortune to use the will for your truth, for your advancement. As you align with the energies of the Elohim, as you align with the energies of your higher council, you will be brought forth the advancement. You will see things anew. You will profess your claim on your true nature, and you will allow the healing to occur as you disengage from the false self. This is what is occurring. This is what we are providing. The emphasis on how to relieve oneself from the stronghold of past tendencies, of past consequence. Each of you are rising in power. Each of you are rising in strength. And we welcome, enjoy your holy return. You see, dear ones, the awakening process, it is in tow. It is occurring. Remember, therefore, to continue with the breath, to unite with the column of light, to allow all of your help to advance, to bring forth the energy of encouragement, the energy of advanced status. You no longer are the helpless one in any given moment. In each moment, you are advancing as one with your higher self, declaring your victory. as you allow this victory to occur, you will recognize that all is occurring for your best and highest good, regardless of circumstances. In truth, you need not fear at all. In truth, you need not suggest that things be other than they are. In fact, it is good that you allow the flow to occur. You see, it is in your good fortune that all is as it is. So tremble not as you bring forth the distant past for healing, for reconsideration. It becomes part of your union. It becomes part of the puzzle piece, the exact piece that was needed. Imagine having the jigsaw puzzle and finding that piece at last and saying, ah, it is found now. So welcome in your days, welcome in the freedom. Allow yourselves to pass mightily through every stop, through every seemingly excuse of a problem. There are no problems, you see, only opportunities and destinies of joy. So as we seal this activation, we recommend each to the highest podium, to the highest post. We ask you to follow our lead, to allow yourselves to feel the extension of love, to allow yourselves to feel the empowerment, the oneness with your own holy self. These are the times that have been forecasted. These are the times of welcoming. Expect the miracles. And so it is. And they're asking us to just take a moment of pause and praise, to praise our advancement, to praise our receiving of our light, of our witnessing, the recognition of our true nature, our oneness. And so it is. The best way I can explain this is as they were talking, I was literally seeing, I don't see the situations, but I see like the energy choices. In other words, when they say we have the power, they really are not kidding. It's almost like, how can I explain this? Like imagine a kid's toy or something where you can use it with one piece of paper, or there's like some kind of template. And when you put the template over it, it just gives you a different way to play. It's the best way I can explain it. And you have choice. Do you want to play the game with the template or not? It's sort of like that when we're going about our days, when we think we're in this like linear experience, you know, here we are, Earth as we understand it to be, and just attending to our lives. That as we allow ourselves the breath and the energetic remembrance of our light, we're going to start recognizing the higher truth of the moment, the higher truth of the claim. And when they say that we're it's almost like we're entitled to the so-called experience or even problem, it's because what we're doing is advancing ourselves on a soul level. So we're recognizing that which we are. Now, sometimes the way we recognize that which we are is we interact with that which we've claimed from before that needs the healing. So we keep calling forth these seemingly problems, or I don't know another word for it, but what we're doing is kind of like investigating past prophecy, in other words, past judgments against self, quite frankly. And so we get to interact with them, we get to play with them, and we get to make a new decision. So the more that we can remember that what we're doing is using all of our faculties, all of our wisdom, all of our moment-to-moment experiences for the purpose of reintegration of our light, our lives will take on a new meaning. Our lives will take on a new purpose. And even they're saying, you know, because some of us are saying, yeah, but I still get stumped. Yeah, but I still don't know what to do. It doesn't matter. The simple fact that we start to remember who we are, that we're spirit, that we're light, this alone changes us vibrationally and will start kind of working the problem even before, on a conscious level, we have a clue what to do with it, if that makes sense. So the more that we can take that breath, the more that we can, you know, align with our light, the more that we recognize that this is here for my good. This is here for my good. It doesn't matter if you've got a flat tire, it doesn't matter what linear concern. When you remember that it's here for integration, miracles occur. Because this is really, like in essence, a game of frequency. And this is all about learning how to align with our true frequency, how to empower ourselves back to our homecoming by recognizing our light, by recognizing our freedom, by releasing all of those false charges against self. And so as we use each moment to choose again, to choose the light, to choose the love, we recognize how purposeful each of the moments are. And in truth, even though our flesh doesn't always feel this way, it doesn't matter what's occurring. When you really realize it's all there for your grand arrival, for your grand conclusion, it's all welcome because you realize how beneficial or helpful each moment has the potentiality to be. So again, these are lofty words. You can catch me off recording, interacting with linear, like I haven't said a word of this. But again, the more that we remember it, the more that we return, what is occurring is energetically, it's gaining momentum. It's just like a qi ball. Every time you do any kind of qigong, it's like your qi is building up. It's getting stronger and stronger. Every time you work out, you're gaining the muscle, you're getting stronger and stronger. And so what we're working against, if there's an against, is the karmic wind. So in other words, what this means is the karmic tendencies. If you've had the tendency to beat yourself up, if you've had the tendency to have judgment, whatever it may be, those are the karmic wins where without that meditative awareness that we're discussing right now, you're just going to naturally have what we would maybe call knee-jerk reactions or triggers, whatever your terminology. And this is the karmic win where it's just really your thought pattern, because this is all mind. It's all mind. And you're just going to just be sucked into the unconscious unraveling of the mind. And so when you call on the breath, when you call on the witness of the engagement of your oneness with Source, what you do is you set the tone, you set the pace, you provide the energy for there to be a transference of allocation. In other words, it's not just automatic, like there you go, you're getting swept away. You engage in the process of remembrance. Now with this opportunity, when you're moving into this higher vibration, the higher allowance, you allow truth to be heard. You allow truth to be given to you. You allow there to be a moment of healing because you're disengaging from just being unconscious of what's occurring. And normally, more times than not, this is what's happening as we're dreaming through life. It's all happening on an unconscious level. And this is reason we just carry all of this past consequence, all of these energies, all of these injuries towards self along with us wherever we go. It's kind of like next page, and here's all our stuff. So what we're in the process of doing is breaking free. What we're in the process of doing is remembering our true claim. And so what is offered this evening is an advisement. In other words, it's like a little of an energy boost. It's a little bit of like a B12 shot to kind of give us that energetic support to help us arrive at the promised land. So we still have free will. We still have the right to totally override any good counsel that we receive, and we can just go about our business like it's always been and follow monkey mind. But again, the longer that we continue that promotional value of recognizing our oneness with Source, that we again provide more amplification, we provide leverage, because again, it's sort of like our higher self's right there all the time, 24/7, and it's just looking for our attention. it's looking for our remembrance. And this is where, this is like the action step. This is where we come in and we serve, whether you want to serve God, your higher self, the light, doesn't matter what you call it, because what you're doing is you're attuning to truth, and you're allowing truth to kind of have its way with you, if you will, allowing it to play through your life and lead you home. Okay, so for those that came in late, your higher self was already present, so you did not miss a thing. The room was fuller than you would think when we first began. So understand that attunement was received as well. Okay, so that being, hi, welcome, so nice to have you join us. So that being said, we're going to go around. You're invited to ask a question, or we'll simply just tune in for what's your best and highest good to receive. And it's a small group, so we've got plenty of time to address your needs this evening. So we'll begin with Jennifer, so we know for certain we get home to babysitters in time. Hi, sweetheart.
How are you?
So nice to see you.
I know, same. Want to record you?
Record away.
Yeah. I think just a message and possibly a question after.
And say your first name.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time.
Jennifer.
Oh my gosh, you are just so loved. I mean, you are just so loved. I feel like that's the most important thing that can be said. There's more they want to say. And they say that they're entitled to say it. So funny. But the most important thing is that you're so loved. And they're really asking you to provide some extra opportunity and sensitivity to grant yourself permission to feel that love. Like in those times of trouble, in those times of despair where, you know, you're just feeling like banging your head against the wall, like nothing is working. You're forgetting who you are, and you're forgetting like your tribe. In other words, like you can have like a tribe in the earthly sense, you know, your friends, your buddies, but you also have a tribe energetically that are always with you. I mean, always with you. And they're asking you to make a declaration of faith to unite with that energetic, external, eternal tribe on a much more continuous basis. Because this is part of what you're learning. You know, it's sort of like if you drop a little child at school and they feel scared, it's because they feel like, you know, they're being dropped off and now they're lonely, or left alone. Who's going to protect them? Who's going to provide for them? Now, you know that they're provided for. You know that you would never leave them in a place that wasn't safe. But they have to start walking on faith and have that realization that they're always going to be safe, that they're always going to be provided for, that they're never alone, that you've left them in good care, that your love energetically is always with them, that their guides are always with them. And so that's a learning process that has to occur for a wee young one. So now you want to take your own self that's a little bit older in status, but energetically still feels those results from time to time, in learning how to realize that seemingly you've been dropped off, left alone on this physical planet, and who's going to help, who's going to provide, who's going to remind you that you're safe. And so what's dawning upon you, what you're learning how to recognize, is that there's safety in numbers. In other words, that you're not alone at all, that there are numerous beings of light that are supporting you, that are with you. They're not, I was gonna say walking, and they were like, well, not actually walking, but with you, supporting your advancement at every step. And so it's for you to take this time to sort of like I literally see you kind of giving yourself a bear hug, or kind of like rocking yourself, like just the way you would take care of a small youngster, that it's time to part ways with sort of like the old fantasy. In other words, it's almost like gosh, how do I say, almost like reparenting yourself all over again in a weird, in a strange way, in the sense that you were given faulty vision. I mean, in other words, you were taught about this experience from ones that were fearful, that ones that who trembled, that ones that felt that they needed protection to protect themselves against. It didn't matter who, but it was the notion that protection was required. And so you're following this false legacy. Part of your promotion, part of your spiritual evolution is to part ways with this false company and for you to resurrect your own foundation. So I literally see like Noah building Noah's Ark, where Noah's entitled to receive instructions from the divine and receive them well, he did. And so he built the foundation for that boat, for the vessel. He built it from that union of that higher council. Now, it's not that there's a great flood coming, but that there is a need to signal your readiness to try again. In other words, instead of taking instruction from a distant past and from perhaps faulty communicators, again, who were abiding to linear consciousness, they're abiding to ego consciousness, if you will, that it's time, and say your name one more time, please. It's time to, you know, sort of like remeasure the hem. So I'm looking at like if you were making a dress, and you try on the dress, and it's like, oh, this hem will never do because the dress was really made for someone else. So there you are at the seamstress, and you're remeasuring the hem so that it's appropriate for you and it fits you. So in other words, you can call it like reparenting, or you can just simply call it restructuring. But what you're doing is filling in the missing gaps between what you were led to believe and what you now realize, like it's dawning upon you as you're awakening the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is that separation never occurred. The truth of the matter is that you're one with Holy Mother Earth, and it is her good, is her great desire to supply you with all of her resources in whatever form that's required. So if you have need resources of the golden coins, if you need resources of housing, whatever resources are necessary for your fulfillment, that part of your spiritual contract upon arrival is that you would always have and enjoy the good remembrance of this union. So when you stay in, they're saying, holy matrimony with fear, well then, you know, bottoms up. In other words, you will have the fright and will need to stay down like that train of thought. When you unite with your truth, when you unite with your beloved, in other words, as you come to remember who you are, as you come to unite and depart ways with that false teaching, well then it's remembering the good life, that no matter where you go, along with your steps comes your fellowship in terms of all that you need is welcomed in, your fellowship in terms of all those in other dimensional realities come with you, your fellowship in remembering that provisions are always acquired. And so they're asking you to spend a little bit of time in remembrance, that it's almost like no matter what happens, that you are always provided for, that you are always given that which is requested. And say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
And so it's for you to remember to take that deep holy breath and have those moments of relaxation, have those moments of trust, have those moments of faithfulness. And they're going to be working with you, particularly with your root chakra, to help you feel that security, that security, that safeness, that sense of like grounding where you can stay present with, and say your name one more time. Thank you. When you can stay present with your, oh gosh, what would be the words? I just see you moving into this place where, oh my gosh, you're just moving into this place of empowerment is the only way I can explain it, where you just feel like a very steady, like a mountain, just like a mountain. Like, in other words, just the safe, the sense of security, the sense of safety, the sense of empowerment, strength is what I feel. And say your name one more time. So part of what they're asking you to remember is no matter what, so they're saying first steps first. So step one is when you take that breath, remember that you're truly not alone, that's going to be of great support, of great value. Because once you remember you're not alone, whether it's your higher self that's accompanying you, your spirit guides, you'll like start working the program, it's almost like remembering, it's like, wait a minute, I have a map. And as long as I have a map, I can figure anything out. And so that's your map, like that's your go-to, is understanding your place in this world, understanding that wherever you are, that the guidance is always one and with you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the first thing that they want to say. And say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
Gosh, it's almost like first, second, and third. And the reason I say that is as you receive that energetic instruction, there's like this relaxation that occurs. And from that state of relaxed awareness, I totally get this. It's like your connection to the divine just kicks in. You have a beautiful connection. What happens is like when you get into these states of, you just kind of flutter around. They're like, they're saying there's no talking to you, but what they mean is like you don't hear them. You don't hear them. So they're saying you understand. Mm-hmm. So this is about moving into that place of relaxation. When you know who you are and you understand you're safe and you always have your map, you move into that place of oneness. And from that place of oneness, they're saying your telephone line works beautifully. And with this, of course, then you receive impressions, you receive information, and then you're rocking and rolling again. So they're going to be helping, I was going to say working, they don't like that. They're going to be helping you with that transition. That you kind of sometimes give away the farm too quickly. Like, in other words, okay, I'm stressed. Okay, well, you know, so much for my spiritual day. And they're basically saying, not so fast. So they're going to be working with you, teaching you how to elongate that pause, how to elongate that presence of comfort. And you're going to be pleasantly surprised in how quickly you adopt and how quickly. It's almost like a kid that doesn't think they can learn something. And once you convince them to, like, you know, hang in there, to calm down and just give it a try, then they're just like pleasantly surprised, like, wow, I could tie my shoelace, or I could write the C, or whatever it is. So it's sort of the same thing with you, that sometimes like old habits are hard to break. It's not that you can't move into that place of empowerment faster than you believe. It's that you haven't in the past. And so there's this tendency to just assume that skill level isn't there. It actually is there, much more than you realize. As you will allow yourself, and say your name one more time,
Jennifer.
As you allow yourself the quiet pause. So it's sort of like what we were saying earlier, that quiet pause, the breath, and then remembering you're not alone. And they are going to help you to kind of steady your vibration. Because just to kind of finish this up, when you step out of that higher vibration, you understand, when you step out of it, for as long as you've stepped out of it, well, then it takes that much more time coming back. So it's like back and forth and back and forth. So they're helping you to kind of stabilize that. And you're going to be very pleasantly surprised in what a fast learner you are. Okay, so I hope all that makes sense. And your question?
Just, I had a dream today when mm-hmm. I was napping. And
I love your naps. Sounds so good.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yes, ma'am?
There was a lot of water in it. Mm-hmm. I was like, staying at some Airbnb, and then the people who I was renting from threw a hose in the room somehow. And then when I stepped out, the floor actually was like water, and I started swimming around. And I don't know, lately a lot of my dreams have been about sort of clearing and showing me shadow aspects of self, but this one I couldn't really get a read on, and I don't know if anything will come through.
Okay, one moment, please. And say your first name.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time.
Jennifer.
So funny, I was talking about Noah and then all this water, and it's like really interesting. There's never an accident. Never an accident. And say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Well, what I do know is that you're doing a lot of releasing. One moment, please, and say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
Thank you. I don't know the specifics of that dream, but what I do know is that you're doing a lot of releasing at this time. And you're calling for certain experiences where you're going to, it's got something to do with releasing, but I don't know the specifics. But in addition to that, you're calling forth different phenomena that you're going to be drawn to. So it could be something you see on Facebook, it could be something you hear about on the news or whatever. And it'll be like, oh, isn't that interesting that I see this? Well, there's no accident that you see it, because what you're doing is releasing a lot of, just backed up memories, backed up pain. So it may be, I'm going to make this up, but it may be like child labor in India, or it may be, you know, some terrible thing with a dog or whatever it is. And you're like, why did I land on this? Well, the reason you landed on it is because there's blocked emotion associated with the plight of whoever is the victim in the story, whoever is suffering the consequences. And so, and say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
And so what you're doing is allowing, it's almost like allowing that little girl to be heard, allowing her to have a voice and a spokesperson. So when you look at situations where there's like a plight and there are those that are seemingly, you know, coming to the rescue, it's like send money, or, you know, this is being brought to Congress now or whatever. In other words, the issue is being addressed. What you're doing is healing that aspect of self that's entitled to be heard, that didn't have a voice, that didn't have the ability to change anything. So my feeling is that you're systematically bringing forth the occurrence of remembrance and exposure for love. And so in essence, it's kind of similar to what we were saying earlier about, like, give yourself a hug. Like, I saw you literally giving yourself a hug or rocking yourself, you know, to safety, like to let yourself know that you are okay. and just the way you would with a little kid. And so that was part of like that whole root chakra issue. And with these things that you're just suddenly gonna stumble upon that appear to be outside dream phenomena, what you're really doing is healing that part that felt helpless, that felt like nothing's ever gonna be done, nothing can be done, that part that didn't feel safe. And so by seeing these examples of, you know, someone's coming to address this, you know, we do know about it, help is coming, what you're doing is healing that wounded part of self that felt abandoned, alone, whatever the situation may be. And say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
Something about healing, like the pain, the tears, the crying, because the crying is water. I mean, the crying is water, and so it's like the tears, the pain of it all. Mm-hmm. Say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
It's good. It's good. You're healing trauma is all I know. You're healing what I would call trauma. Mm-hmm. And you're healing.
Thank you so much.
Welcome so much. Aww. I'm like rocking now. I'm like rocking. I really feel that, like the rocking, you know, like it's okay. It's okay. It's really okay. You're really learning that because it's essential. You really took that on as one of like your karmic patterns to heal for humanity. And so there's like rips or tears in your energy that require healing, you know, that require healing. And so I'm still rocking. I'm still rocking. So you're realizing that too, and I see the womb. I mean, I just see you like, I literally see you as like mother image. I really do. I've always gotten that with you. And so what you're doing is coming to the aid. Like, what does a mother do best? Take care of the young ones. And so that's what you're doing. It's like now is the time to really address this and heal this. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, hello.
Hi.
So much fun to see you guys live. It's like, ooh, this is fun.
I'll just take out a message, please.
Okay. I think I say this every time, and I shall continue. Your guides are just so happy with you. I can't even tell you. It's like they give me movies so I understand what's going on, and it's like I have a cheerleading squad with you. It's like, go, you know, give me an A, give me a B. So you're doing your work. I mean, you're really doing your work. So bravo is what I want to say. You're really, how do I say this? You're not running away from issues. You're not like hiding under the bed covers. You know, you're addressing things step by step. And so they just want to, like, gosh, it's so funny. I just see movies, you know, and it's like I got like this, like clap, clap, clap. So they're really, really pleased with your advanced status and your thoroughness. Like you don't leave things undone. It's kind of like, you know, wait a minute, I got to make my bed and then I'm going to do this. And, you know, I'm making these examples up, but just the things that need attending to. You're motivated, driven, and taking things step by step. So they are, you know, like, and they're saying, keep it up, just because we're complimenting you, you know, like, don't slack down now, you know, keep going. But they just want to praise. They're saying praise, and this is praise and worship time. they just want to praise you. Okay, so that being said, let me see what else they want to say to you. One moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Joy.
And say it one more time.
Joy.
And say it one more time.
Joy.
Start stretching the imagination. Stretch the imagination in terms of what you believe you can receive, what you believe could be in store for you. Imagine, like, just play with your imagination in terms of what you potentially believe is possible, and then multiply it by 5, multiply it by 4. Well, why couldn't it be like 4 times as groovy as that? In other words, they're saying the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. They're saying, why not? You're one with the stars. You're one with the stars. There is no limit at all. So they're asking you to like engage in an enjoyable follow through of experiencing like no limits, no limitations, to allow there to be like, I'm literally seeing, it's like some game of some kids game in like recess, and for whatever reason there's some kind of rope that's like showing like the area that they have to work with, and I'm watching the teachers like move the rope and stretching it out, or like in a swimming pool, it's like, okay, here's the line where you can swim up to, and they're extending it out. So this is about, and say your name one more time, please.
Joy.
To really not fantasize, but to reach like even higher conclusions about what you can look forward to. It's almost like a little Tony Robbins exercise, like what you can look forward to, what you can expect, what you can enjoy. And as you will stretch your imagination, like I see stretch, as you will stretch your imagination and say your name one more time,
Joy,
then you open up to your true beginnings. They keep saying that, the sky's the limit, the sky's the limit. They want you to like keep stretching even more and more and more in terms of just how groovy things can get. And they're saying, why not? They're saying, you know, it's all dream consciousness anyway. Why not party? Why not have fun? Why not build an even bigger castle? They're saying, why not? Why not? If it's the same beach and you can build, like take a little pail and you can build like a little castle, and on that same beach there's some kind of sand making contest, and there's this like extraordinary castle that's very, very high with the mermaid and all that, and they're like, it's the same beach, it's the same sand, why not kick it up, why not really take it out there? And say your name one more time.
Joy.
Anything is possible to those that believe.
Can I just ask you, so I've just gone through my divorce, and I have like my business, my new business I'm working on. Do you see me having to get a job in the interim before that sort of takes off more, or I put my energy into it?
One moment, please. They're saying this is why they're helping you expand your vision. So this has to do with either one or both of your businesses. They're trying to help make it more profitable, I guess is what it is. And say your name one more time.
Joy.
You have the ability to expand those businesses is what it feels like. I feel like that's the reason that they were taking you on the imagine more. What kind of businesses are they?
I have a baby and infant product line, and mm-hmm. then a new business where I'm going to help people import and create their own businesses.
Oh my gosh, then their advice makes perfect sense to me. And say your name one more time.
Joy.
Envision, like I guess like an Oprah vision board or whatever. If you remember that this is all mind, this really is all mind. So it's like, oh my gosh, like I'm just thinking of like some little cute phrase I used to have on my bulletin board, and it's something like, oh gosh, I can't remember it, but it's like, as far as the imagination can dream, you know, you can achieve kind of thing. So it's for you to be your own visionary. It's for you to like really be the catalyst for change and expansion by seeing it. Because if you can see it in consciousness, if you can see yourself, like let's say, I'm making this up, but let's say you have 600 clients, envision, imagine, believe, create, 6,000 clients. So it like it's in other words, as you, and say your name one more time.
Joy.
As you own that possibility, what will happen is you will get creative and receive, you know, and they're saying like a mind stretched, you know, will never go back, you know, those kind of like little idioms or whatever. But it's like as you can perceive that or realize, like if you think of what kind of income you need so you don't have need another job, then you're realizing you need to grow. And so it's not even like hoping you're going to grow. You create the growth. And so if you need the 6,000, then as you kind of like energetically, it's somewhere between imagine and expect. It's manifest is what it is. You manifest it, and you manifest it with aligning with your higher self, aligning with your dream team in spirit to inspire that which is required to have the 6,000. And so then you're working on a whole different platform. And they're saying, why not? You're very smart, you know, and there are tons of people out there with the 6,000 clients. Why shouldn't it be you? Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Hi. You look warm and toasty. How can we help you?
Just give me some info. I got in touch with Fia itself. I'm really driving here, so I'm trying to get off my liver or something.
Okay.
All the past experiences seem to, like you said, referring to the past.
Uh-huh.
It's no longer acceptable.
All right. One moment, please. Getting back to Joy, one moment, please. You're very capable. You're very capable. Okay. In other words, it's there waiting for you to apply yourself, tap into it. But it's sort of like every potentiality is out there. It's just waiting for us to connect with. So the potentiality is sitting there waiting for you. Okay. You're welcome. On to fear. Okay, one moment, please.
Comes out.
I know.
I
got it. And say your name, please.
Iveta.
I feel like you allowed yourself to stay in fear too long about something, and it just kind of boomerang back to you. So the lesson is, Spirit wants to teach you about your power. In other words, they don't want you to be lazy with your thought control or your focus. You can't help what is going to come into your mind stream. You really can't, because not only do you have your past thoughts floating through, but you also have the collective. So you may have you ever had random thoughts that like crazy words, like it's not even my word, and you're terribly psychic. So you're picking up all kinds of manure. and you're very sensitive. So this is good, but it's also challenging you to kind of take yourself to the next level, because what it's showing you is your destiny. And with the new powers, with the new energies, with your new promotion, you basically can't afford to have the old habit styles of yesteryear in terms of kind of giving that fear a little bit too much leg room. You know, it's like, oh, can you push the passenger seat back for me? I'm a little uncomfortable. No, I can't, because you're leaving my car now. So it's that sort of thing where it's not that you're doing anything wrong per se. You're actually quite advanced. It's just that because of your new empowerment, because of like the new lights that you've received, you're more powerful now. So everything that you do packs a higher punch. So when you permit yourself to allow that fear to kind of meander around, what happens is it's going to have more of an effect than it used to. You used to be able to do it, and it wouldn't be that big a thing. You're working with more power now, so it's now showing you the effect of your habits, good, bad, or otherwise. We're all going through it, but you're one of the first to have to deal with that just because of the level of advancement you're now at. Does that make sense?
I just got the big message. It's no longer acceptable. You cannot let one
less. So you're not doing anything anyone else doesn't do. Everyone is like that. It's just that you're feeling the effects early because you're just spiritually ready to deal with it accordingly.
Yeah,
it's a compliment, but time to get back to work. So you can just...
I was driving here so I could...
Yeah, exactly. So you can just give that to Spirit and just the recognition, just the observation and recognition, you're back on track. Because once you have that awareness, that you have that consciousness of awareness, you're no longer identified with the lower consciousness. It's like a done deal.
It seems like it hits me in the liver and the stomach big time.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot even let it pass because of
it. Yeah, you can't stomach it. Yeah. And say your name one more time.
Ivata.
Yeah, you're in training. I mean, you really are. So you really don't get to be linear like everyone else anymore. It's like those days are gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Welcome to my world. So much fun. So much fun. Hi, welcome. So nice to have you. And how can we help you?
Oh, what did they want to tell me?
Okay. You're receiving a gift. You're receiving a hand-me-down. So, oh gosh, you've got some kind of talent and you're receiving, this would be like as if I were, Jen's gonna laugh, as if I were a guitar player and suddenly George Harrison was giving me a few tips. So there's something that you do that you're good at that you're getting a hand-me-down, you're getting some imported guidance from Spirit. One moment, please. And say your first name.
Ricardo.
And say it one more time.
Ricardo.
So what do you do? What do you like to do? Or what are your spiritual...
Cryptocurrency. Trade.
You trade. Cryptocurrency. And say your name one more time.
Ricardo.
What else do you do? Do you have like a creative outlet or something?
Yes. Kind of like coaching.
And what kind of coaching? Like life coaching? It's not that. What else do you do? What do you do for fun?
I basically do nothing. I just express my love to others.
Uh-huh. And how do you do that?
I just tell them what I see and understand.
Do you have a blog or something? A blog or a website, anything?
I don't.
And say your first name?
Ricardo.
And say it one more time?
Ricardo.
Do you channel? Say yes. Do you channel? Say yes.
That's what I'm trying to.
You do. You channel. I guarantee you. And say your name one more time? Start channeling. Start practicing channeling. You can write, and what's going to happen is there's going to be an overlay of energy. You can just start talking. When you start talking or coaching or whatever, it's not just you coaching. You're wonderful. You're fantastic, but it's not just you. You've got an energy that's going to be communicating through you. Ricardo, say your name one more time.
Ricardo.
And say it one more time. You've got, it's somebody famous, actually. There's no accident I said George Harrison. It's someone famous. And say your name one more time.
Ricardo.
And say it one more time.
Ricardo.
Thank you. I would say keep coaching. you do channel. You may not realize you channel, but you do. And you have someone in spirit who is very well known, very effective, that is going to be partnering with you and bringing forth words of encouragement, words of healing, transformation, empowerment. Give me a second. There's more to this. And say your name one more time.
Ricardo.
You have a mission. This coaching thing is like small potatoes. It's fine, but it's not going to be like to just one person. I mean, you're going, I don't know how it's going to be activated, but it is. It's something that, like, an issue that you really care about, or something's going to take off in you where your heart really starts getting activated. And say your name one more time. I'm going to say practice channeling, but what it really is it's just inspired communication. So just notice when you start working with a coaching client or whatever, if suddenly it feels like it's not you that's giving the information. With me, when I start doing it, I just start talking like it's Shakespearean or something. I just put my knots in the wrong place, and like it just feels like poetic. And I feel bigger than myself. Like, I really do. I just feel like I can do anything. I just can't even explain it. I almost want to turn off the recorder. I'm going to return off the